This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening. You're with Lynn and Kelvin on the Evening Edition. And first up on Pop It today, it is, we want to talk about trust. And that is because I think for many of us, that trust took a bit of a hit over the last few days. You know, you think that you've just about gotten used to something and then suddenly, bam, you know, things aren't there anymore. And that is, of course, a reference to the political drama that's unfolded really since Friday, more or less nonstop. And it's a messy time right now. However, if you wanted to just take a look at a picture of calm or a little bit of a massive troll, depending on which side you stand, you can check out Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's Instagram, where there's a photo of him just working, saying, just another day in the office.
So it does seem like it's business as usual for the interim prime minister. The same goes for government institutions and the civil service. But you know, I think overall this drama may have deeply scarred the Rakyat. And the word that was quite consistent in the messages we received yesterday was upset. I guess upset that there's been a breach of trust. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, I think aside from the fact that yesterday was just a very dramatic day, I think there has also been a lot of conversations about the term backdoor government, right? About the idea that certain people, a group of people that we thought were going to be the government, were given a mandate by us, you know, by Malaysians. And what has happened is that now that mandate may just end up being potentially kind of twisted around, and different parties and players who were not the people that were voted for, not the people who were voted in, are going to be finding themselves back in decision-making positions. Mm-hmm. And so I think there is this very real concern that what was essentially a promise that was made is going to be subverted and swapped around. And that is really at the center of this feeling of, well, what and who can I trust, you know? And also why I think yesterday so much of our show was dedicated to this idea and the question about the value of voting and the value of one's vote. I think it's all related.
And we've spoken about, you know, what we think the role of political leaders should be, right? Are they, in essence, when we vote them in, are they carriers of our agendas, our hopes and our wishes? Or do we vote them in hopes that they know how and how best to execute their job? So in this instance, you know, if they make the choice that maybe switching parties or choosing to form some sort of backdoor government is perhaps the best way to execute their duties, then okay. But I don't think so. I don't think anyone's actually been saying that. I think anyone's been agreeing with what some MPs have actually been doing. And immediately when we were talking about the story, my mind jumped to, oh wait, it's about to be tax season soon. If people don't seem to trust the government, will they be willing to pay the taxes? Not vouching for avoidance or not paying them at all. It's just, well, you know, if you really want to give money to an institution, if you really want to pay your sum as a citizen, then you have to be able to ensure that the government will be able to do what's right with that money and faith you're giving them.
Yeah, I just cannot imagine how anybody would be able to hear an MP say, yep, this is how we truly believe, you know, this is the best way to carry out the mandate of the people. I don't see how someone could say that with a straight face, although apparently some might be. And I don't see how you could say that and expect to be received with applause. Laws and acclaim. But who am I to say? These are crazy times that we live in. If you would like to weigh in, we're talking today about public trust in politics and in politicians, and whether or not that's been shaken and affected by everything that's happened over the last couple of days. Tell us, do you find that your trust in our politics and our government has somewhat eroded? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So we decided to get some thoughts from people about how much trust they have in the government, given everything that's happened. And here are some of their thoughts.
In this moment, I don't have much trust with them because it's so unstable. And I think in the past 2 years, they haven't really evoked any confidence in most Malaysians, especially with a lot of their decisions when it comes to driving the economy, when it comes to making reforms. It hasn't really... I think they've tried to implement it, but the outcome is just not satisfactory.
For now, it's zero. Everything crumbles apart, like, falls apart so easily after a year and a half, right after the GE, where promises have been made and actions were not taken, actions were not being seen.
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure who is the government at the moment, but it's not directly affecting my life at this point, so I would say that I'm still okay with whoever is running the government and also the country at this point.
Currently, I still have about 40% trust. Well, Malaysia's future, it's very uncertain, given that we don't even have a proper cabinet. We don't even know who is going to be our next government. All we can hope is just for the best among the politicians to put the rakyat's interests first, and then only we decide who the next prime minister or cabinet should be.
So with that in mind, we also followed up and asked what would it take to restore their trust in the government?
Most probably actions from the government and promises that they've promised. Benefits, I can see the welfare of people that they could take care of. I can see zero improvement and zero changes ever since the new government started. And basically, there's no government now.
Me, as a Malaysian, we want to see the end product. But I know they are struggling so hard to improve a better government, you know, and everything and such. But it's just that it's all about the trust that we have put in them.
I think we need a government who really stops bickering about the small things, like, for example, the fight over power and then all the racial issues, you know, and, like, sort of, like, look people in the eye and address what their actual concerns are, you know, which is, for example, it could be from an economy to how the country is being run, to all your even smaller issues as well. If there could be like at least one person who's like willing to just put all this current unnecessary issues aside and address the actual issues, then I think that would actually invoke some sort of confidence in me for the government, and also see them put their words into action also.
Well, it's all up to the politicians to stay loyal to the people's mandate. Understand that they are there because of why we voted them, not for them to jump ships and create a backdoor government of their own.
So we're starting off today's show by talking about the issue of trust. I think a lot of us, as you just heard, are feeling a little bit shook, frankly, by what has gone on. So we want to know whether you're feeling that same way, I guess, you know, whether you're feeling like your sense of trust in the government, in politics and politicians has been somewhat shaken up, somewhat eroded. You can call us at 7733 2900 to weigh in. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Haris Zainal, who is an analyst at ISIS Malaysia. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's 5:15 in the evening. You're with Lynn and Kelvin on the Evening Edition. And today we're talking about public trust because I guess many among us are feeling a little bit shaken up by what's gone on, and also perhaps about how we might be feeling towards the very institutions that we are supposed to kind of be able to hold on to. And I know that it would be said, you know, it's easy to say that people are naive if you ever believe that politics and politicians can be truly sort of clean and innocent and wonderful. But I don't think it's wrong to have hope when people promise you hope.
Absolutely not. You know, it's not naive. It's just that you have to be, it's a very fragile system, I think. For things to work in the country, you know, for policies to run, for government to work, public trust is very important. So if you don't have that, you can't really quite do your work as effectively.
So that's what we're talking about. And joining us to do that is Haris Zainal, analyst at ISIS Malaysia. Haris, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
So firstly, let's kind of take a gauge on this, right? What would you say is the public's level of trust in the government as an institution? Would you say that it's shifted over the last week or the last few days?
Yeah, to answer that question, right, we really need to be clear and, you know, to be able to differentiate between the government as a political institution where the ministers are, and also the civil service where the who make up of the rank and file civil service officers, right? Based on what's happened over the past week or so, we can safely say that public trust in the political institution in government has dropped to very low levels due to the uncertainty and the power struggle that's happening right now. But that being said, I strongly believe that the trust in the civil service would not be affected by all of this. In fact, to me at least, the trust in the civil service is actually enjoying an all-time high. And this is really based on the tremendous success that's been managed by the frontliners from the Ministry of Health in dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak, right? If you look at the latest statistics, the healing rate and also the lack of infectious rate is actually very high. So as long as the civil service continue doing their jobs, I don't see why public trust in them would suffer, however. But that said, if we talk about the trust in politicians, that's a completely different story.
What would it take to restore that trust?
At this point, if it's trust among the politicians, right, I feel that the best way to restore that public trust is for whoever that makes up this new government, when we do have one, to show that the policies that they introduce have a real impact on the daily lives of ordinary Malaysians. I think over the past few elections, the Malaysian electorate has really matured in the sense that they are not that gullible anymore towards the promises made by politicians from any party. Right? So in that sense, as long as the bread and butter issues are not adequately and satisfactorily resolved, I don't think the public trust would be restored. But if the new politicians can actually meet those needs, then I think public trust would be restored naturally.
So we've also heard from analysts who have all basically said that they don't think that anybody is going to be calling for a snap election simply because it's too much of a risk. But in terms of this idea of restoring trust, would holding elections actually be the best way forward in regaining some sense of stability in terms of our democracy?
In the sense that holding fresh elections would mean that the victor would hold a fresh mandate from the people. Sure, that in that sense is the best way forward, right? But that also said, considering the political situation today where there's heightened politicking, where there's this feeling of winner takes all, right? To put the rakyat through 14 days of intense campaigning for general elections could really open up a can of worms for like really dirty, mudslinging kind of politics. And whether that will have an effect on the society, I really think so.
So the Pertuan Agong is meeting with MPs to see which candidate holds majority confidence in Parliament. Do you see this as a positive step in restoring public trust, at least for politicians?
Yeah, definitely. I think the reason why public trust has really taken a hit over the past few days is because there's a lot of backroom deals that's being managed, as being successful or not, right? So the fact that the Yang di-Pertuan Agong is now actually meeting the members of parliament individually to determine their support for whichever candidate to be prime minister adds this level of certainty to the whole process. It's a bit more transparent as compared to what was happening before in closed rooms. And I think this is really a positive step in restoring public trust. And also we really need to emphasize that the Yang di-Pertuan Agong in both his personal and institutional capacity commands great respect and also trust among the people. He is, by nature, above party politics. And due to his constitutional mandate, he is in the best position to decide who has majority support.
And, you know, moving ahead to, I suppose, what people think might be coming next. A research firm yesterday surveyed 1,000 Malaysians asking if a Bumiputra coalition would be a better alternative to the Pakatan Harapan government. And of that 1,000, 50% said yes. In your view, is this actually the case? And if so, why?
The disclaimer here is that I didn't do a poll, so I really wouldn't know whether it's the case. But if we assume that the research firm that conducted the poll did it properly, and we assume the results are so, how I see it is that perhaps the 50% said yes to the Bumiputra coalition is because that perhaps they are genuine believers that there needs to be an overtly Bumiputra majority coalition to lead the government. But here's the thing, right? Whether it's the best case scenario or not, personally, I don't think so. because Malaysia, as we know, is a multiracial country, and just due to the inherent fact that we are multiracial, I personally do not believe that a single race coalition could have the legitimacy to govern a multiracial country.
Have attempts for a backdoor government deepened racial divides and damaged public unity?
I think it's still too early to tell. The whole situation is still very fluid and the pieces have yet to fall on whichever part of the chessboard, right? But I think in time, if the political lines were to be drawn as where it is today, then perhaps, yes, that divisions, racial divisions would harden and could probably even deepen if the lines is going to be drawn based on who is seen to be championing the interests of a single ethnic group more.
And, you know, one of the things that has been often talked about is the importance of reforms, right? Reforms in our institutions, yep. Reforms in our government. If we see a backdoor government, you know, indeed taking power, then would that damage, I suppose, the faith that we could have in the independence of the other institutions that hold up our country? You know, for example, the courts, the AG's chambers, MACC and so on.
Right. The independence of these institutions that you mentioned here really depend on whether the appointments made since the 14th general elections, like almost 24 months ago, these key appointments, these people, whether they keep their respective positions, right? If they are, for any reason, terminated from their position, then perhaps the newly found independence in these institutions could take a hit. But with that being said, I think, according to the latest political situation, even the opposition has pledged their support to Tun Mahathir. And since these appointments in these key institutions were made on the advice of Tun Mahathir himself, perhaps that could be some comforting factor here that even if the backdoor government does take power, we will not see any drastic changes for the time being.
Haris, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Right, thank you.
That was Haris Zainal, analyst at ISIS Malaysia, talking to us about public trust in our government, our politicians and our public institutions. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on this and really about, I suppose, how you're feeling about everything. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to go through the messages in a bit more detail shortly, but suffice to say that the general tone that's coming through is definitely one of disappointment and I think just not knowing who to look to at this moment in time, which I can definitely relate to. Now on the line with us, we have James. James, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening, guys. I actually would hope that this becomes a soundbite that you guys repeat over and over and over. My point is that we actually voted for the people, not the people, but we voted for the party banner, not for the people who are running under this party banner. Even if we go to the election booth, we all know this. And I feel they've definitely not just misplayed with our trust, they've betrayed it, they've destroyed it, and they've got to really know that even if they pull off this really small chess move or checkers move, like this short-term move, in 2 years' time, it's only going to make us revolt even harder. So whoever here is trying to make this big plan of trying to usurp the government, make a backdoor government, and think that they can be in power, please understand that's only short-lived. People are watching. People also understand who really is the one who is in charge here, who's the one pulling off all these moves. And they need to know that we're not stupid. Okay, anyone knows that, everyone knows that who's actually doing this kind of games, and honestly, it's about time. I understand that the current government has kind of failed in what we hope they could do, and there was a lot of politicking among themselves to see who can be in power. But really, guys, either step up your game or do understand, sure, you can have a new government for the next 2 years, but after these 2 years, you're going to go back to vote the opposition or whoever it is that's not in power right now. Simple as that.
James, thank you so much for calling and for sharing. I was thinking about that, about what it would mean for GE15, right? Because let's see, if indeed things were to play out, with the backdoor government potentially coming into being, that would leave us, with that 2 years. And I'm curious to know what iteration this, whether it really would be business as usual, whether it really would be same old, same old. And if that's the case, whether that there would also be this fallback to old practices, right, of patronage, of a certain level of support being built up in very strong quarters, and what that might mean for GE15. I remember, I think we're still close enough to GE14 to remember what a miracle it felt like. Like, regardless of how it played out, like how momentous that change felt. And I wonder whether it would happen again, or whether it was something that was already so difficult to accomplish that it can't, and so fragile. I hope not.
Yeah, I think James also made a good point. You know, it does seem, because of how close GE14 was, and because of how historic and how miraculous in some quarters it's also seen as well, that those who came into power because of the wave of support and the realization from the rakyat that we do have the power to change things with our vote, that they're now seemingly forgetting that we can do the same again come next GE, right? That there isn't any sort of, or a sort of disconnect from their views and what they are listening to, as opposed to what the rakyat have been saying for such a long time.
We have this from Gan, who says, I don't know who or what to believe anymore. The biggest losers are not the politicians, but the rakyat. And, you know, a very similar message coming through from another listener saying, politicians in the current scenario don't even trust each other. How and who are we to trust them?
Yeah, exactly right. You don't know who exactly you trust, especially in this sense that politicians and political leaders are supposed to be working for us. You know, they recently, I think, switched their YB titles to Yang Berkhidmat, and that doesn't seem the case, right? It seems like they are working only for themselves.
So let us know how you feel. You can call us at 77-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. All this is coming your way on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.